This is Massad Ayoub, and you're listening to Alex Haddix on Practical Defense.
Welcome to the Practical Defense Podcast, where you'll learn practical approaches to staying safe in our increasingly dangerous urban environments. I'm your host, Alex Haddix, and this is episode 271, Password Managers. I apologize for not posting any episodes in the past couple of weeks. I've been really busy, and I actually took some time to have some fun. The busy part is that we just sent our first security officer training manual off to the printers. This is the first in a set of 5 training manuals for the California security officer system that we have. The first 3 manuals cover the state-required 40 hours of training for guard licensing. The 4th and 5th manuals will be for the firearms and baton credentialing. These manuals are not going to be generally available. We're going to use them in our courses, plus we are making them available for license by other training facilities. So if you're a certified guard instructor and want to start your own training business, you can license our training materials to use in your classes. Our materials are fully accredited by the state of California. Also, even though we have not printed the entire set yet, our manuals are already under evaluation by a local college for use as textbooks in its guard certification and criminal justice programs. Once we have our California program completely done, we're going to expand to other states. Our Hawaii program is already about 20% complete, and Illinois is on the short list. So, yeah, I'm going to be busy for quite a while. The fun part is that I took last weekend off and went boar hunting. I went out with the Miller Brothers Expeditions near Parkfield, which is in the Paso Robles area. I've been hunting with them for many years now, and these guys rock. They offer boar, turkey, upland bird, and a whole bunch of other custom hunts. They own the land they guide and have tons and tons of wild game. When we're out hunting for boar, we saw some of the largest flocks of wild turkeys that I've ever seen. You know, next year, I would love to put a Thanksgiving Day turkey on the table that I hunted. I'll put a link to their website in the show notes. And I highly recommend these guys. Okay, on to our main topic of this week, password managers. After my recent home burglary, the second most common question I received was about password managers. You know, questions such as, what do I use? What's the best? What I thought of this tool or that one? Feature comparison, password security, and so on. I'll try to touch upon each of these areas. So first, let's take a quick look at just passwords and how they need to be constructed. Accepted password protocols have changed recently. It used to be that the security rating of passwords were based upon the length and the number of non-alphabet characters. The more shift characters in addition to the standard alphabet, the better. This meant that the strongest passwords were absolutely impossible to remember and just about as impossible to enter to unlock the system on the first attempt. The current philosophy regarding secure passwords is not in the complexity, but the length. All that's needed is 2 characters to thwart dictionary attacks, such as an uppercase and a number, and the rest can be anything so long as the password is long. And now a quick pause for definitions. A dictionary attack is when the hacker uses, quite literally, a dictionary or database of words to attempt to open the account or file. The dictionary includes the most common passwords, such as quote-unquote password. Yeah, people actually do that. Common number combinations, such as keypad patterns and dates, names, pet names, and so on. Every entry in the database is run against the file or system. And it's amazing how well this actually works. What we want to do is force the hacker to use what is called a brute force method. This is when the hacker is forced to try every permutation of characters, numbers, and high characters to open the file or system. Each character added to the password is another factor to the permutation, increasing the time and effort required to crack the password. With enough characters, it becomes too much work or even impossible for the hacker to get in. So now let's talk about password construction and length. I'm going to give an example for educational purposes here. Please do not use this exact example as your password. Apply the technique to something secure and meaningful to you. I'll use the most stupid and common password. Password. So how can we make this ridiculous password more secure and still easy to remember? First, we can add a capitalization. So the first P in password should be a capital letter. That adds a factor that every character in the password must now be checked for capitalization, increasing the permutations. The next factor is to add a high character. So what we're going to do is we're going to substitute the A for an at symbol. This adds yet another factor. So the password now reads capital P at SSWORD, which is hugely better than before, but still easy to remember. Most systems require a number to be included in the password. So we substitute a 0 for the O. The password now reads capital P at SSW0RD. Much better and still easy to remember. Now the final thing we do to make the password truly secure is to increase the length. The kicker is that it doesn't matter how we increase the length. Mathematically, it's irrelevant. Password is 8 characters long to start, which is usually the minimum required by most systems. All we need to do is tack on 10 periods to the end of the password. Bam! Our password is now 18 characters long, very secure, and easy to remember. So the final product is capital P at SSW0RD period, 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 period. The beauty is that you can add any repeating character to the end to bulk it up. It doesn't matter. Use commas, numbers, exclamation points, whatever. Using this method, we have defeated the dictionary method of attack, forcing a brute force method. Increasing the length using repeating characters makes the brute force method unviable or even impossible. Thus ends the short lesson on password construction. So now that we know how to make a secure and easy-to-remember password, why do we need a password manager? The reason is that we still need to have a separate password for every system we access. I have close to 100 systems that I access from my servers, client servers, business accounts, bank accounts, email systems, online stores, online media, games, and the list goes on. Even if the password is easy to remember, I can't remember 100 of them. So what we do is create a single, highly secure password to a password manager, and then let the manager remember all of the individual accounts. I've said this before, but the reason for maintaining unique passwords to every system is that in the event one system is compromised, which is happening more and more often these days, the hackers do not have the password to everything you have. They only have that one piece, that one account. This is a really important concept for preventing or limiting identity theft. Password managers are wonderful at protecting your critical information. They can store your bank account information, password, notes, account numbers, login ID, URLs, and other critical information. That stuff is invaluable if you need it. Good password managers are cross-platform, meaning that they work on computers as well as mobile devices and sync easily between the devices. Need a password to log on to an account? Pull out your phone, enter your secure password, and you have access to all of your account and password information. I've used it tons of times. The syncing is where I get a little nervous. The older systems require syncing over your local Wi-Fi network at home, which I felt comfortable with. Some of the newer systems use third parties to sync the data like iTunes and Dropbox. I hate giving my secure information to third parties. I've had my personal information stolen from third parties several times over the years. And it's never the third party themselves. It's a trusted partner who has lax security policies, but my information is passed from the primary to the subcontractor who then loses or steals it. For this reason, making certain that the password manager you select stores all of your information and passwords encrypted is critical. Yes, there are password managers out there that store your critical data in plain text. It's ridiculous. You may as well keep your critical information on a text file in a thumb drive in your pocket or a printout in your wallet. Good password managers that got a thumbs up from Steve Gibson, who is my personal hero when it comes to data security, are My Eyes Only, Strip, Safe Wallet, Data Vault Password Manager, MSecure, and 1Password. You can find Steve Gibson's awesome podcast called Security Now on iTunes and the Twit Network. Many of the systems use Dropbox for the syncing, and I'm warming up to the idea. It's really convenient, especially if you're sharing the database across multiple devices that are not necessarily synced to the same computer. My wife is now using a password manager, and we share the database. She syncs her phone and her iPad to her computer, and I sync my devices to my computer. However, the password manager database is synced to Dropbox, so it makes it very easy to keep everything current across all these different systems. Another feature of the password managers is that they often have browser plugins. This saves you the trouble of cutting and pasting from a password from one program into a web form. Just select the site and account from a drop-down list box on the browser menu, and the user ID and password are automatically filled in for you. It's very easy. They also often detect when you make a new website account and ask if you want to save the information to the database. So, bottom line, make your password secure, and I strongly recommend using a password manager to make it easy to track the unique passwords for every system you connect to. To answer the final and most common question I receive, I use 1Password as my password manager across all of my devices. That will do it for this week. As always, you can follow my daily tips on Twitter and Facebook. On Twitter, I'm Practical Def, and Facebook is Practical Defense. If you're thinking about a career in private security in California, we have a fully accredited and fully online program. We have the best materials and the lowest prices. Visit our website at palladiumonlinesecurity.com for all of the details. If you have any tips you'd like to share with everyone, a comment on a show, or if you would like to suggest a topic for an upcoming episode, write into podcast@palladium-education.com. You can also leave us a voicemail on the Practical Defense tip or comment line at 805-203-6586. I'd love to hear from you. Until next time, stay aware, stay safe.
The legal aftermath of using a gun in self-defense can be traumatic and expensive. Get help and peace of mind through the Armed Citizens Legal Defense Network. Network members receive much-needed financial and legal support right after a self-defense incident. They also receive education in the form of DVDs from some of the top names in the business, along with having access to a nationwide pool of attorneys. Learn about membership at www.armedcitizensnetwork.org.
Gun Rights Radio Network has the best pro-Second Amendment, pro-gun rights podcast available on the net. The podcasts are absolutely free when subscribing using iTunes or Zune Marketplace. Or if you want, you can just listen from the website. Make sure you visit gunrightsradio.com to subscribe. Podcasting freedom, one episode at a time.
Practical Defense is a member of the Gun Rights Radio Network at gunrightsradio.com. And that does it for this episode. Thank you for downloading and listening to the Practical Defense Podcast. For questions, tips, comments, or topic suggestions, send us an email at podcast@palladium-education.com. That's podcast@palladium-education.com. Or leave us a voicemail at 805-203-6586. I look forward to hearing from you. The Practical Defense Podcast and theme music are copyright Palladium Education Incorporated.
You can hear Gun Rights Radio Network on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android phone, BlackBerry, or Palm phones, on demand and on the go. Don't have Stitcher? Download it for free today at Stitcher.com or in the app stores. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio. Gun Rights Radio Network shows can be found under Sources.